Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. It's just a pleasure this week to have Dr. Delaina Tonks with me, the Executive Director of Mountain Heights Academy. Jill Atwood is here, an adjunct professor of communication at the University of Utah and communication strategist for the VA. And Kim Gardner is with me with 33 years of teaching experience in both elementary and middle schools and the chairperson of the Colonial Heritage Festival. I want to talk about AI. You know, my only experience with AI in my little experience with teaching is that I'll run, if I assign a writing assignment of some kind, I'll copy and paste it in one of those AI detectors just to see what percentage it tells me. And if it's anything over 50%, I go back to the student and say, you want to rethink this paper that you just handed in? Because I need to get... I know I'm using AI to detect AI, but I don't really know what else to do. Dr. Tonks, I should start with you because you're in the digital world all the time. What does AI mean in education from where you sit?
You know, Amanda, it's been a really interesting journey over the past year and a half and trying to be out in front of it and looking at the arguments both for and against and making decisions as a school leader on what that's going to look like for our students. So where we have landed after exhaustive research and an action research committee composed of our educators at our school, some of our board members who function at university levels, a really collaborative effort to make sure that we have exactly what we need to support our students with AI. So our policy right now is that it's a support, it's a tool. Most of the big platforms, the generative AI platforms, require you to be 18. So we did exhaustive research on platforms that are created to benefit students who are currently in school who are under 18. We found one that we really like. We're piloting it right now, rolling it out for next year. Our philosophy can be boiled down to, it's not a replacement for student-created work. It can be an assistive technology, just like the calculator is. We don't sit down and write out all of those calculations, thank goodness, anymore by hand, right? We have assistive technology, a device that will help us do the hardest piece of that. Well, we can use AI in the same way as a tool, and teaching our students how to do that in 7th through 12th grades is imperative so that they're not turning in college essays to you, Amanda, where 50% of it has been AI generated. So let's teach them how to use it appropriately and call them out when it isn't happening.
Brilliant. Jill, are you having this experience at all, a challenge with AI?
Well, I need to talk to you about how you're checking it. First of all, I have a strategic writing class, and so they do a lot of writing. So I have not checked for AI plagiarism because in reading through what they're submitting, I feel like it's pretty authentic and right in line where they should be with writing. Some are better. Some need a little more assistance. I don't detect it. But then again, I'm not using the program that you are. And I have thought about it. Because I worry, because I'm in the communication business, I'm like, I'm going to be out of business in 5 years because they're just going to need an AI person to sit there and plug it in and write everything that I'm writing every day. And what my thoughts on AI, in terms of students, especially college, is the opportunities it's going to provide and the job creation. And what I've also thought about in doing a little research is not many folks are going into the security end of AI. It's all about what can we do with it? Where can it go? How can we foster it? But also, how do we protect ourselves on the back end from things, for lack of a better term, getting out of control? So my experience with AI in the classroom is limited. But now that you've said that, I'm like, you know, I've got many classes to come and I'm sure I'm going to run into it. So I'm teaching again in the fall.
Okay.
So I need that program. I need that program.
I'll email it to you.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right, Kim, in middle school, what do you see with how does AI challenge you or how does it benefit you?
You know, it's still such new technology. I think it's hard to be on top of it because we're still learning it ourselves. And in reality, I think our kids know a lot more about it than we do.
Probably.
And where I teach math, it's not as much of an issue, at least not in my classroom, the way I teach. But I know that in talking to a lot of my English colleagues or history colleagues, when kids are asked to write things or demonstrate things. A lot of times they're getting things back that are maybe way above the way that kids would normally word things.
Yes.
or demonstrate things. Mm-hmm. And then when they go and ask those kids about it, the kids don't know what it's talking about. So I agree with both Jill and Dr. Tonks that I think we need to find how it's being used and how we can best use it so that we can help those kids understand the good uses for it, because I think there are some great possibilities with it. I just think right now in our situation, if my students spent as much time trying to learn the concepts as they do trying to cheat the concepts, they would be ready for their college, where they were saying, you know, Jill was saying sometimes they feel so far behind as freshmen. Is that because they've spent so much time trying to beat the system that now when they're in the system again at a higher level that they don't feel prepared because something else has been preparing it for them? I'm mm-hmm. not sure yeah. about that yet. So
it's getting real for them now.
It is. And so I think, gosh, it's hard to be on top of technology as it is, but this adds a whole new element, a whole new aspect to all of our teaching and preparation of these kids.
I hope that some students, when they go to college, will study macroeconomics and try and figure out how do we take advantage of the enormous increase in productivity we're going to get from AI and benefit the entire population instead of making 3 more trillionaires. So we don't need 3. I mean, I'm all about their creativity. I think they should be compensated until they have more money than they can ever spend. Having said that, how do we benefit the entire society so we live in a safe place where our children have more time with their parents because they don't have to work as much because of AI, where we have more time for more innovation and more explanation? I don't know the answers to this, but I would like the young generation to explore this.
Yeah. And I think they will find that out for us. I think they will end up being our teachers in a lot of respects, which is great because that's what we want them to do. We want them to become those productive, progressive young adults that are going to move our society where it needs to move.
Amen to that. Let me take another quick break and I'll be back. This is A Woman's View on Conference Weekend here on KSL News Radio. Back in a moment.